Tomorrow week at 11 o'clock, Ireland take on Australia in the first game in the Women's World Cup. And one member of the team is Ringsend's very own Abby Larkin. She's the youngest member of the squad at just 18. And to mark the occasion, local Irish town band, the Irish Pullovers, have written and released not one but two tracks that are currently number one and number two in the Irish iTunes charts. Go on, Shay.
Yeah.
Go on, Shay.
They are. They
and
yeah.
there's also a screening of the match next Thursday morning in Irish Town Stadium. And it's organised by Michael Larkin. And we spoke to Michael during COVID when he was organising Balcony Bingo. So we have Shay, who's one of the Irish Pullovers, and Michael in studio. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, right.
I forgot to mention, Michael, not only are you the organiser, but Abby is your niece.
Abby's my niece, yeah. I'm my favourite uncle.
Yeah, that's amazing for her to be selected, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely amazing. She's chuffed. She's over the moon. Yeah. My mother, Ethel, and our dad, Robert, is absolutely chuffed, and they're going over as well, so it's all hands on deck.
And have you been speaking to your brother about how Abby's getting on?
Yeah, I've been out with him last night because he's not gone yet. He's going on the 17th and he said she's over the moon. Showing videos of her going first class and the hotel and where she is and all. So it's absolutely amazing for her.
Brilliant. First time for Ireland's women team to qualify for a World Cup. Australia are the host team. The first match is in Sydney, Australia. So that's a big one. They're ranked, I think, around 10th. We're ranked 22nd, so it's going to be a tough opener, isn't it?
Very good, yeah, very good. Come here. We can do it.
Shay, the Irish Pullovers.
Yeah, how are you doing?
How did you get involved?
I wrote a song.
Yeah.
There's a massive buzz around the area, you know. We're all very proud of Abby's achievements. So I just thought I'd write a song for the occasion and... So that's how it came about.
But there's two songs, like Ringsend Abbey. Right? Yeah. That was the original song, was it?
That was the original song.
Yeah.
And it was suggested to me that I should change the chorus to be more inclusive of the whole team.
Aha.
You know, but the verses remained the same. So
Hold on. So it's the same song with different choruses, is it?
Different choruses, yeah.
So there's Ringsend Abbey is one of
Ringsend
them.
Ringsend Abbey.
We'll have a listen to a bit of that, Ringsend Abbey.
On the play will be a girl from dear old Ringsend town. Her name is Abby Larkin, her skillet known so well. She's 18 summers on this earth, now she's Australia bound. Her name is Abby Larkin, she's close to Ringsend town.
Hey, she sounds like a hero there. Her name is Abby Larkin.
She is a hero.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what
in our
works.
Community, she's a hero.
No, she's a hero for everybody.
Ringsend and Irish Town community.
Yeah.
The hero.
Like, the youngest member of the squad, and it's the first time we've qualified. Like, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
So then you've also done On the Way Down Under.
On the Way Down Under, which includes the second verse, which is more inclusive. But you still get the dedicated line in that.
How could we ever forget when number bird squeezed the ball to the ends of the Scottish? Joy and dance the reel and our voices are roar like thunder. For Katie and the girls and the nerves of steel, those are on the way down under. And on that plane will be Irish women from all across the land, from Palace Hills to Rebel Cork, all ready to make a stand. And Abby Larkin and just Aileen, the dear old rings in town. For the girls a dream, we'll cheer out loud as soon as they touch down.
And we can't understate, Michael, how important this is for Ringsend.
Absolutely amazing. The Ringsend and Irish Town community is absolutely amazing. They've all got behind us. We have a big flag day today on Saturday. It's called the Put Up the Flag Day.
Yeah.
And all the big major companies, Google, RCC, University, all the big companies are all out to give donating flags and bunting. So I have thousands of them.
Did I read this? So it's going to be festooned with the tricolour,
which is amazing. You go over Ringsend Bridge, you're going to see a big huge banner with Abby Larkin, supporting Abby Larkin and the girls in green, and you're going to have buntings all the way down as far as the Garda Station in Irish Town.
She's
green
a striker, is she?
She is a striker, yes. She scored. The picture that's in the Abbey flag, we're calling it, that's when she scored.
Yeah.
And that's the picture that's...
Brilliant.
You know, so...
Next... Thursday, not tomorrow, next Thursday week. Did I read it correctly? You have two screens that are 22 metres?
Yes. Our famous local sponsor, Google.
Right.
Which has absolutely been amazing. And so has all the other sponsors now, in fairness. Everyone's coming on board. Every single community have. I've been in contact with them and pushing and pushing.
Yeah.
And yes, we have two big screens, 22
huge
meters.
Screens.
Huge screens.
How many people do you reckon are going to be there?
Well, it's going to be controlled. You know, we have a control. It's all, everything is in plan. A lot of the information isn't new. Yes, right. We are going to put a banner out and let people know, but it is for the Ring's End and the Irish Town community. Yeah. It is a local event. You know, and it's all the community is absolutely brilliant down there, coming behind it, and we're going to have music and gigs on. Local.
And that's how you're going to vote, because initially Michael asked you to sing at it, or with the band, obviously.
Yeah. And then you sing said, and I said, I'd just go home and try and write a song about it, and I did it in about an hour and a half. But all the proceeds of the song go to the Peter Mark Verity Trust.
Brilliant.
Which is important.
Is this one of your biggest gigs, the Irish Pullovers?
No, come here, we only got together during COVID. We never played together whatsoever. It would be. We're just three lads who during COVID, some of us were coming back from illnesses and all that. We got together, we practice in the community centre every week, and we play with old folks' homes, all community based.
Are you the singer, Shay?
Yeah, I'm the singer, yeah, but Paddy sings as well, and Paul plays the banjo, yeah. Right. So, come here, it's just something that, towards a retirement we're doing and all that. And that's what's come out of this, you know. I've written a few other songs down to. I wrote one about the Dubs too, five in a row.
Yeah, you're a big GAA fan. You recorded in Windmill Studio, which is iconic, historic, all those things. And you're finished and you're walking out and you notice the wall.
Yeah, the felt pen that all the artists write after recording it, you know, and we were looking at it, and it was just, I mean, yeah, looking.
Like who are you talking?
Van Morrison, picture this.
Bono must be there as well.
Bono was there. Yeah. There was hundreds of them, you know. Yeah. And on my way out, I said, "Can we write ours?" And he said, "Geez, I'm not so sure about that, you know." And I said, "So we came to a gentleman's agreement that if it reached number one, I can come back and sign the Irish Pullovers." You know, but I have to give a shout out. When we got out of the studio, I said, "What are we going to do with this, you know, now?" And my daughter, Aoife, who sings herself, released two records on Aoife Connolly Music last year. And she had gained all the experience, and she worked Saturday and Sunday, and another chap called Dermot Whelan. They got it out by Monday morning. Going to bed that night, I got a text, it's gone to number one and two. Holy God, where are we going?
Yes. Where's it going to take you? You know? Well, obviously, to the stadium on next Thursday morning, Irish Town Stadium. So, what's the capacity of it, Michael?
We're still working at the moment.
Right, okay, right.
You know, so had to leave that things out like
so
that.
So, this is a far cry from Balcony Bingo. Did you do karaoke as well?
We done balcony karaoke and we done Stars in Our Eyes and we done The Cube, you know. But and then what happened was I actually went down and knocked on Paddy's door and asked Paddy would use and Shay just kind of do a little gig together. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And do a few ballads or something. And Paddy was saying that, well, I don't do ballads, you know. So the two of them met up together then because they lived beside each other and they went and then that's...
Oh, that's played. Where the Irish Pullovers...
Yeah, and a chap called Paul. We were doing some things
now,
in the park.
Quickly, because we're running out of time. Yeah. So they were telling me today that these guys, the Pullovers, have gone to number one in iTunes and number two as well. And it's a great song. It's for Abby Larkin. She's gone to the World Cup.
And the Peter McFerry Trust. Yeah.
Yeah. And I put in Pullovers and I thought there was a lot of Chinese script coming up.
I couldn't believe it. On Saturday morning, before we went over to Windmill Studios, I just Googled Pullovers, the Pullovers, to see was there anything about us at all. And this group came up from China.
So you had to change your name to
The Irish Pullovers.
So you're only the Irish Pullovers less than a week.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, congratulations. Make sure you make a date with the people in Windmill to go back and sign that wall.
Well, we will. And a big shout out to Lorraine, the community centre, for getting us to Windmill Studios from the community centre. Yeah.
We might send somebody down, or somebody will send somebody
hopefully,
down.
As I said, I've been.
And listen, if you're talking to Abby, will you wish her the best of luck from us?
Yes.
Amazing. Brilliant. Shay, thanks for coming in. Congratulations
on the
number one and number two slot. Michael, great to talk to you again.
Thanks very much.